For the relatives of the victims, it's a bewildering judgment after nearly 14 years of fighting for justice. Judges in Paris acquitted Air France and manufacturer Airbus of involuntary manslaughter. They listed a series of negligent acts by both firms, but they said there was no proven causal link with the Airbus A330 crashing into the Atlantic Ocean in 2009. It's left many relatives feeling betrayed.
I feel it's deeply unfair. I think the law is broken because we've heard the word responsible and we've been told mistakes were made, multiple mistakes at Airbus and Air France.
Our fight ends there. Our commitment of more than 5,000 days started on June 1st, 2009 to find the truth and condemn the culprits has been in vain, but our commitment has been legitimate.
For 2 years after the crash, they brought wreckage and bodies from Flight 447 to shore. Then in 2011, remote submarines discovered the flight recorders. They revealed a terrifying chain of events after the plane flew into a severe storm hours after leaving Rio de Janeiro bound for Paris. External sensors had frozen, giving the pilots confusing speed and altitude information, and the autopilot had disengaged. After repeated alarms, the plane went into a stall and crashed into the ocean. Last year's two-month trial, the first corporate manslaughter trial in France, came after a previous ruling not to prosecute was overturned on appeal. Initially, magistrates attributed the crash to pure pilot error, but victims' groups successfully argued the companies should be prosecuted for failings in pilot training and plane warning systems. They've now avoided a maximum penalty of $250,000, which would have hurt their reputation if not their profits. The crash had a lasting impact on the industry, leading to changes in regulations and training. But the court decision has left the victims' families distraught. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera.